You're listening to a podcast provided by Great Ormond Street Hospital for Children NHS Trust. This podcast explains about infection control at GOSH and how you can help us prevent infections developing and spreading. It was written in April 2005 and recorded in March 2008. Infections can range from fairly minor, like coughs and colds, to more serious ones like septicemia or blood poisoning and wound infections. About 10% of people in hospital acquire an infection, although this figure may be higher for certain groups of people. Any patient who has had an operation or other procedure where the skin is broken, such as an intravenous infusion, is at risk of infection. Patients with certain conditions are also more at risk of infection. For instance, people with heart, kidney or skin diseases, or those with low immune systems. Other patients at risk include very young babies or children who are not feeding well. Infections tend to be more common for people in hospital because they are in close contact with other patients and staff who themselves might have an infection. The infection control team at Great Ormond Street Hospital, like those in other hospitals in the UK, are specially trained in microbiology, virology and infection control. They are responsible for advising staff about infection as well as monitoring all infections happening at Great Ormond Street Hospital and responding to any outbreaks. They work closely with all wards and departments through a link system and specifically with departments such as catering and laundry. Regular checks are carried out on every ward to make sure that infection control standards are being met. The infection control team is in touch with networks throughout the local area, the rest of the UK and abroad, so that they are immediately aware of any alerts that could have an impact on our patients. Infection and colonisation are two terms that you might hear mentioned, and the next section explains the difference between them. Generally speaking, an infection is the illness caused by the growth of a germ on or in a person. Sometimes the infection does not show any symptoms, so we call it asymptomatic. When the germ is commonly found on our body without causing an illness, we call it carriage or colonisation. Carriage may be very short-term or transient, for example, acquired by touching someone but quickly removed by hand washing. Alternatively, it may be persistent with the germ multiplying on your body. This is also called colonisation. In certain circumstances, the germs that colonise our bodies may go on to give an infection. There are many different types of infection causing different symptoms and spreading in different ways. The next section explains more about how infections can be spread. The germs that cause infection can be spread in various ways. Airborne germs, like the chickenpox virus, are carried in the air. Other germs are spread through droplets coughed or breathed out when a person has the infection. These droplets settle on surfaces and may be transferred to another person's eyes or mouth, usually by their hands. Germs can also be passed on through direct contact or touch, such as in the skin condition scabies. Indirect contact means contact with dirty equipment or other materials. The infection control team at Great Ormond Street Hospital and the infection control link nurses on the wards are working hard to reduce the spread of infection, but we all have a part to play. The following section explains what we will do to prevent infections and what we expect patients and families to do as well. Hand washing is the easiest way we can all reduce the spread of infection. Everyone coming into contact with your child, like doctors, nurses, other members of staff, and you and your family, should wash their hands thoroughly before and after touching your child. Liquid soap and water is available on every ward, as well as alcohol gel for when washing with soap and water is not possible or hands are not visibly dirty. You can help us by asking members of staff coming into contact with your child whether they have washed their hands. You should also ask your visitors to wash their hands and make sure your own hands are clean too. We try to make sure all areas of the hospital are clean and have regular checks throughout the day to make sure high standards are reached. We realise that sometimes we don't manage to reach our high standards, but the senior nurses, managers and infection control team will try to resolve any problems quickly. If you feel that an area is not clean enough, please tell us so that we can get it cleaned. We clean each bed area once a day, usually between 10:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. for around 20 minutes. As space is limited, please move away from the area when cleaning is happening. You can also help us by keeping the area tidy by removing dirty cups, used tissues and leftover food. If the bed area is tidy, it is easier for our domestics to clean. All our equipment, like infusion pumps and ventilators, are cleaned regularly, decontaminated between patients and maintained so they work properly. Every member of staff who is trained to use the equipment is also trained to report any problems, such as if it stops working or needs cleaning. All outside parts of the equipment are cleaned regularly, so tell us if you think it needs a clean. Monitoring is very important in reducing the spread of infection, because if we know that someone has an infection, we can take precautions. When a new member of staff joins the hospital, they are checked for immunity against certain diseases and immunised if needed. They are also screened for infection, which is then treated. We also monitor children being admitted to Great Ormond Street Hospital by taking a swab of their nose and throat and a sample of faeces or poo. These samples are sent to the laboratory and checked for certain germs so that doctors and nurses know whether precautions are needed to stop any infection spreading. Certain germs are becoming resistant to antibiotics, so children with these infections are nursed in a single cubicle and staff may wear an apron and gloves. We need your help with monitoring, so we ask that you telephone the outpatient department or ward before you come in if your child has been in contact with an infectious disease like chickenpox or a tummy bug. We also need to know if your child has an infection with MRSA, hepatitis B or C or HIV. It will not make any difference to the quality of your child's care, but it gives us notice that your child might need to be seen separately from other children, or that our staff might need to wear protective clothing, or the appointment or admission might need rearranging for another time. Our staff are advised to wear a protective apron and gloves if they are likely to come into contact with bodily fluids such as saliva, blood, vomit, urine and faeces, or they are nursing a child colonised or infected with MRSA. We rarely advise our staff to wear masks unless there is a risk of breathing in an infection. In certain circumstances, where there is a risk of bodily fluids being splashed into the eyes and mouth, we recommend our staff wear a visor or goggles. On very rare occasions, a ward may need to be closed because of an outbreak of infection such as diarrhea and vomiting. If this happens, we will tell you as quickly as possible, as we may need to restrict access to the area. If an area is closed due to infection, please keep your movements within the hospital to a minimum and avoid visiting other wards if possible. It will also help if you could restrict the number of people visiting your child and let us know if a visitor develops any signs of infection once they are back home. Infection control is the responsibility of all of us, whether a member of staff, a patient or family member or visitor. By taking simple measures and working together, we can prevent infection developing and spreading. This podcast is one of a series and you can listen to the others on our website. Other podcasts about infection control available on the website include Hand Washing and MRSA. More will be added over the coming months. This information was compiled by the Infection Control Team in collaboration with the Child and Family Information Group at Great Ormond Street Hospital for Children NHS Trust. It was written in April 2005 and recorded in March 2008. This information does not constitute health or medical advice and will not necessarily reflect treatment at other hospitals. If you have any questions, please ask your doctor. No liability can be taken as a result of using this information.